The Texans win by 10 over the Arizona Cardinals. We go inside the locker room afterward to find out how it all happened.
When you get that initial bat and then you see the ball sitting there, how cool is it to actually snag it and go?
Well, usually you can't tip the ball to yourself. So the way the ball deflected, I just saw it go straight up in the air, and I had an opportunity to come down with it. And they told me Devin made a great block on Carson Palmer, so I have to go thank him for that.
You were joking after the last touchdown in Santa Clara. You were winded. How's this one compare? How did it compare to that?
It wasn't as bad, so I was able to go out and play a pretty long series after and felt pretty good at it. But I did have to go hit the oxygen mask. I knew from the last time that the oxygen mask was important, so I went over there as quick as I could before the kickoff.
What are the odds of being able to do this twice in three games at your position? I mean, it's just not, you know, it's not normally a position that would lend itself to these kind of plays.
It's just taking the most of your opportunities, and we practiced learning or feeling slip screens all day, and the tight end kind of just let me go. And I was telling them I haven't been so great at reacting to slip screens in practice, but fortunately in this game I was able to react a little faster.
I asked you about the touchdown, and you pretty much saw daylight. Did you see the same thing today? Just ran to daylight?
Just ran as fast as I could, yeah. I played offense for a few years when I was younger, so I had a little sense of what was going on, but it happened so fast you just try to catch the ball and put points on the board for your team.
John surprised you with his open field speed?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Did you actually see him run at times?
Absolutely. Absolutely. John's a great football player. You know, there's no question about it. And he's a very aware person and knows what to do when the ball's in his hands. And he's made two great plays this preseason on top of playing good linebacker along with that, you know. So he's had a very, very solid preseason. And, wouldn't expect anything else from him.
Are you guys where you want to be through three games, at least defensively?
We're getting there. We're getting there. I don't think we're exactly where we want to be, but I think we're heading in the right direction. Got to continue to improve, continue to practice, and iron all the little kinks out and get to where we need to be. The first game is approaching real quick, and we've got to be hitting on all cylinders.
And you had one that was, they call an incomplete pass. Could have been a fumble as well.
Yeah. I just working on what I can. I've been taught a lot of good techniques over the past couple weeks, and just trying to put them to use and play hard, you know.
You missed some time because of the injury. How have you bounced back so quickly?
Just staying in the playbook when I was out and just watching the guys ahead of me, Merciless and Simon and Jadeveon. I'm just lucky to be able to watch them, watch what they do, and then, put that in my own game.
All he wants to talk about, throw you made under duress. Take us through the play.
Well, I knew the guy was coming free, but I think he made a heck of a job, or he did a heck of a job catching that and coming back. And right when I let it go, knowing that's going to him, I'm pretty confident that he's going to come down with it.
How tough is that situation where you were under pressure?
I mean, that's the beauty of a position, you know. You know when it's coming, so it's good that you know and try and get the ball out as quick as possible.
In general, how do you feel you got it done in this game?
Good, and I think we did a good job. I think obviously you would like to sustain more of those drives in the second half, you know, and move the ball down the field. But, I think we did a good job and we won, so that's great.
Thank you.
Awesome.
How much have you seen out of Strong? I mean, because you've had a decent connection with him.
Yeah.
Going back to last year.
Philly connection. We played in the same high school league, me, him, and Jalen, so.
So what's that all about, though? I mean, it's not just the Philly connection. Can you kind of explain what you've seen over the last year or so with him?
I just think his confidence level is really rising a little bit. First year you're rookie, you're kind of scatterbrained a little bit, but I think he's really just coming around and doing a good job, and he's really working hard. So
everything you said though could apply to you too, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the name of this game, you know. When you're a young player, you gotta keep finding a way to improve each year and in each practice and learn from it, and I think he did a good job of it, and that's what I'm trying to do every day.
So the Texans should just keep acquiring receivers and guys from
Philadelphia. Yeah, that's where all the talent is, up there in Philly.